Gospel Meditation for the 6th Sunday of Easter, Year B. Today's scripture is from the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to John. Music is Headwaters by Chad Crouch in the public domain. This week's guided prayer is an Ignatian meditation. If you are unfamiliar with meditation in the Ignatian tradition, please read the introduction on the meditation webpage. As you listen to the passage, hear Jesus speaking to you personally. And after you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for the grace of whatever you most desire right now. If you aren't sure, you might ask for the grace to experience Jesus' love for you. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." As you listened to this passage, is there a word or a phrase that called your attention in some way? Or an idea or image that surfaced through the passage? Stay with that word, phrase, idea, or image for the next few minutes of silence. Ponder its meaning. Savor it. And notice what feelings come up for you. Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." How do you feel when you hear this? Jesus says you are his friend, who he has chosen. His love for you is so great that he is willing to lay down his life for you. What does it mean for your life to be Jesus' chosen friend? What does it mean for your life to love one another at Jesus' command? Ask Jesus about both of these things, what it means for your life to be his chosen friend and to love one another at his command. Listen to what he says. Thank you. What feelings and thoughts were in your heart and mind as you listened to what Jesus had to say to you? What do you desire after listening to him? Now bring everything you've meditated on to a conversation with Jesus or with God. Share what you've pondered and felt, and listen for a response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.